8.4, Arbor Lynn Rehoboth Beach LLC. Seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Section 115-188 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of American Holly Road and southwest of Beechtree Lane within the Arbor Lynn subdivision. The 911 address is 19284 American Holly Road in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.02, Unit 92. Applicant is seeking a 2.15-foot variance from the 16.75-foot minimum front yard setback requirement. For the unit, we have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return.
Mr. Chair, I need to recuse myself from this case.
Sure. Thank you, Dr. Carson. You. Is the applicant present? Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is John DiStefano. Address 20184 Phillips Street, Rehoboth Beach.
Dan Ayers, 8 West Market, Georgetown, Delaware.
Kenneth Yusuf, DE, 8 West Market Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is John DiStefano, production manager with Shell Brothers. Here on behalf of the reason for being here for this variance today, I'm going to introduce Mr. Dan Ayers with GTA, who is a trade partner of ours, an engineer that we hire to produce site plans, final surveys, and things of that nature to explain what we're requesting with this variance.
Good evening. Thank you for having us. As he said, my name is Dan Ayers with Morrison Ritchie Associates. I'm the civil engineering firm involved in the site plan and the survey work that happened on Unit 92 at Arbor Lynn. Arbor Lynn is a single-family condominium subdivision that Shell Brothers is developing. The record plat for Arbor Lynn calls for a 16.75-foot front setback to the face of the unit from the right-of-way line, from the private right-of-way. The home that was constructed on Unit 92 features a box bay window on the front that contains a window seat, and it is supported by a concrete foundation. When my firm prepared the site plan for building permit, we did not correctly show that bay window. So ultimately, the home was set forward, and that foundation bay window ends up over that 16.75-foot line. So bottom line is we made a mistake. And that home ended up in the wrong spot. We should have had it moved back where we're at today.
Appreciate your honesty. Absolutely. How far over the...
So it's 2.1. I think it ended up, and we actually measured it 2.15 over. So we're asking to reduce the setback for that bay window portion to 14.6 instead of the 16.75.
What are your options if you don't get it approved?
That bay window has to come off, unfortunately.
We currently have the future owners of the home are renting that home from us. We obtained a temporary CO for the time being. Fine living for them somewhere else. Had the approval throughout the stages. Down at the very end of the final survey. Over here today.
So you guys caught this?
So it was discovered on the final survey prior to settlement that there was an encroachment issue. It didn't get flagged through the system prior to that.
Would you have had room to move it back?
Yes, absolutely. And we would have, if we had cited it correctly, we would have had that behind that line.
Anybody complained about the bay window?
No, sir.
Is there a homeowners association with that?
There is, yes, sir. And today we have not heard anything from them as far as any.
Will you have to apply for approval for them or any?
No, sir.
Okay.
And there was a survey provided that shows the as-built of that unit in the packet, and you can see the homes on either side are built units on both sides. So you can kind of see if they pull that up. Sorry.
So my question, I guess, is going through this community, is this one of many, or is it just this one?
Just this one, sir. That was found. We have approximately 22 homes left to build, and I assure you this, we will not make this mistake again in our reviews. When we receive it and review it, something, an oversight, and also we were able to clarify, what the actual face of the unit is. There were some, when we went through it, I don't know if you want to expand on that.
My team, when we drew it, they did not consider that bay window the face of the unit. That they considered the wall behind it the face of the unit, which we can argue that, I guess, but we had the room to move it back. We would normally never even risk having an issue. We would have moved it.
I understand.
Was this the first unit built on that street?
That's right.
Is there similar designs?
Yes.
It's arguing. So that survey does show the existing structures on either side. So it doesn't, this unit does not look out of place, like it's sitting very farther forward.
But this is the only one that's over the line in the community.
Correct. And we're, how many percent, 80%, 90% through?
90% complete. Yeah. The entire
we're well
community.
Through that community.
I make mistakes every day, so I understand.
Other questions?
Mr. Sharp?
I don't have any at this time. Thank you.
Okay.
To run through the criteria, or?
If you would like to.
Sure. Sure. So this community is, like I said, a condominium community. It is compact units, it's compact lots. Throughout the whole process, we have generally set them forward to maximize the outdoor living space in the rear. That was prime. So as such, we're always pushing these things up right up to that line. And that's kind of what caused this bay window to go over on top of our mistake. Cannot be otherwise developed. As we said, we didn't discover it until the very end after the thing was 100% built and constructed. We didn't have a chance to change it. The applicant, Shell Brothers, did not make the mistake. It was Morris Minchie. We messed up. And cited it and staked it, and here we are. As far as altering the center, I think the bay window adds to the character. I mean, it's a feature of the front feature of the home. Makes it look better. And we are requesting the minimum variance to allow that to fit. The bulk of the rest of the home is behind that 16.75 foot line.
Yeah, that actual bump out is actually used. It's not, it's a window seat on the floor there. So person to use as it just has the foundation underneath of it. Just want to add too that, in efforts to also not have this happen again, we also always pin the footings if we're within a foot of that building restriction line. We did do that here. However, it wasn't caught in that stage as an issue over that PRL. We would have, in that stage, ripped out the foundation and started all over again if that were the case.
So I conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case?
And just to, doesn't seem like we have anybody else. I think the issue here was if it was 2 feet, they'd have been okay, right, Ms. Norwood?
If the bay window was just a window and didn't go to the
foundation. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
it could encroach 2 feet.
Yeah, if you had, just for the board and the public, if you had had a house that was, say, at the front property line, and then the bay window was just projected out, but didn't the mm-hmm. base didn't
but
come
didn't have
out.
A right. didn't have the foundation.
If it came out 2 feet, you could do that. Now this still goes just a little beyond that, 0.15, but that's just what the code allows. So it's very close to what our code would allow if that foundation wasn't there.
Right.
So I just wanted to point that out.
If that foundation wasn't there, wouldn't that have been able to be handled administratively at that point, even though it was a little bit over?
I'd have to look at that. It's possible. I know that that is a 1 foot if you're within 1 foot of the setback, but I don't know when you're projecting beyond that. I have to look at it. It's a little complicated.
And for them to fix this now, that's going to be just not changing a bay window. I mean, it's going to be pretty major.
Yeah, it sounds like the foundation is underneath it. So that was the one thing I know.
And staff the family that's living there will be displaced for a month, probably.
Who knows? Yeah. But I know that was one thing staff and I were looking at was, you know, is it a projection out? I mean, it was still beyond the 2 feet, but is it a projection out or is there a foundation below it? Right. So that clarified some of that point.
Anything else from the board?
Appreciate both the developer and the contractor being here.
I do. Yes. At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12984 for Arborland Rehoboth Beach LLC. And entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12984 for Arborland Rehoboth Beach LLC for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. The property does have unique physical conditions due to the compact lot. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the homeowners. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And aye, too. So the vote of 3-0, your case is approved.